What's up, believers? It is that time again. The machine rolls on because we're talking about season 4, episode 6 of Lucha Underground, Break the Machine. So stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Come on. There we go. You see, guys, it's an intimate panel tonight.
Just
but
the
we're
two of
bringing
us.
The energy anyway.
That's what we should have started with, Will Smith. Just the two
just
of
the
us.
Two. We've done that before, though.
Yeah?
We've done that before.
It's
that
not, one, is it not fitting
we've,
enough for
we've
today?
Gone to that well. We've gone to that well. It's fine. It's yeah. fine. Guys, it's a Lucha Underground After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. How's it going? God, I love this song.
Really?
This makes me want to watch The Matrix.
Really?
Yeah.
It in that?
Yeah, it's the end credits song when he flies out of the phone booth thing. Guys, my name is Ty Matthews. Y'all can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. Joining me, as always, he's not in the booth. He's right here at the table since day one. He's a documentarian. He's a collector. He's a wrestling historian, if you will. You can find him online at Jimbo in the booth. He's Jimbo in the booth. James Frank.
Yeah.
I'm going to break this table one
Don't
day.
Don't break this table.
I get too riled up, guys.
You know what you should be riled up about?
What's that?
Comic-Con this weekend and
get
hosting
it.
This Lucha Underground panel.
Get it. Well, I was going to get into that a little bit later, but screw it. We'll do it. We'll bookend the show with it. Very, very exciting news. I'll be hosting a Lucha Underground panel this Friday morning / afternoon, depends on how your brain works, for Gamma Ray TV. On the panel will be Taya Valkyrie, PJ Black, Chavo Guerrero, Marty the Moth Martinez. So tune in to twitch.tv/GammaRayTV. You'll see me, you'll see them, we'll talk Lucha Underground, just like we're going to do tonight.
Break the machine.
Get it! Break the machine. What are we going to talk about? So many good matches on this episode.
This was a stacked episode.
This was a very,
very
stacked episode.
Went pretty long.
Yeah, they did.
The Mundo-Vibora match went a lot longer than I expected.
I mean, I guess typically there's only three matches. Well, I guess, no, technically there were four. Got to be the quickest battle royal in history.
Quite possibly.
For sure. They got everyone out with a quickness.
It was only a 7-person battle royal, too.
That's also true, but imagine a 7-person battle royal on Raw. How long that would take?
The thing with battle royals is the entrances.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
It takes 30 people to come out and then go in the ring, and then you start the
match.
That's
a whole bunch. That's a whole bunch. They were already there.
Yeah. Why not?
You know.
And Antonio was like, I got you here. I'm going to put you to work.
Since we're all here, might as well.
Why not?
Might as well fight.
Okay. We start this episode. These fans have these awesome Lucha Believer posters. I want one.
Oh, yeah.
I want one really bad.
You know what? Let's take a second. Talk about the merch game, Lucha Underground. Merch game, killing it. I miss, even though Dario's gone, that shirt. The shirt with his portrait that says power. Can we get a variation of that for Antonio?
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be just like his like fucking Robin Williams from Jumanji beard hair combo.
The scar in the eye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want Halloween costumes.
Absolutely.
And replica belts.
Absolutely.
Affordable replica belts.
There
like
you go.
Toy belts.
There you
not
go.
$200 belts.
I want a haunted house. That's what I want. Lucha Underground Haunted House. Now, think about it. Stay with me here. You know the kind of mazes that they do, Halloween Horror Nights, things like that. Imagine if they recreated the temple. You had Matanza's cell. You have the Reptile Tribe's throne room. You've got the Disciples of Death following you around, even though they're not around anymore.
I love it.
You know?
You convinced me.
How dope would that be? You've got Marty the Moth and Mariposa tying each other up and all that shit. You know.
Okay.
Normal stuff.
You got Vampiro hitting people with imaginary chairs.
Exactly.
He was doing
oh my god!
Commentary.
Demonic Pope Vampiro is like one of the highlights. That's like climax right there.
You know what else?
Pentagon Dark
would be great at this haunted house.
What's that?
The Dark Rabbit Tribe, like mm-hmm. we had tonight. Paul London.
Look at you segueing like a genius.
I tried.
Unbelievable. We got Dark Paul London following the murder of last week.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Masquerita. Gone too soon. See, it's a crossroads. But we've got Dark Paul London with his Dark Cod piece taking on the debuting Desmond X.
Desmond X.
Which definitely does not stand for Xavier.
Which is on the back of his tights.
Definitely. How dare you for thinking that.
I love Matt Stryker trying to dance around it. We might have recognized this man from wrestling all over the world. And Vampiro's just like, you never heard of Desmond Xavier?
Well,
there goes that.
Thanks, bud.
Put a pin in that one. Moving on.
Here's the bus. Throw him right under it.
I thought he had a pretty good debut.
It was a fantastic debut.
I did not expect him to win the coin.
I had forgotten near the end of this match that this was for the final medallion. But here we are.
Yeah. My favorite part of this was seeing Paul London's variation of the cheeky bastard that Will Ospreay does, where he tucks your head in the corner.
Oh, interesting.
He had him tucked.
But in the ropes. In the ropes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hits him with that running drop kick.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
What else? Let me consult my notes.
Win with a victory roll.
With my very much not shattered phone. Let me see here. What do we got? I love, like, sometimes I forget to take notes, but when I do take notes, it's on very minor things that I sometimes won't think about. But Paul London did a catapult Oklahoma roll in this match that I know is not going to get a whole lot of attention, but it was real cool if you're a wrestling dork.
Desmond X is, he rolls through and then he hops up and does the Rana while Paul's sitting on the top rope.
Yes.
That's pretty badass.
So good. So good.
But he won with the victory roll.
Yep. Reverses a, looks like he might've been going for either a Tiger Suplex or maybe one of those, you know, face busters. Reverses it into a roll up, gains the final entryway into the Gift of the Gods match, which will be next week. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But yeah, a little bit surprising.
I didn't expect him to show up in the temple.
Who, Desmond?
Yeah.
Did you not expect him to show up as him, or did you expect him to show up as something like
as
super wacky?
At all. He's in Impact right now. He's PWG tag champ right now. This was pre-taped.
Completely
still,
forgot both of those things. I know. Fucking up.
So I really want to know if worlds are going to intersect.
Collide.
And people from
like
Impact.
Like that Power Man 5000 song?
Yeah. Oh, we should have started with that.
No, we shouldn't have.
Why not? Oh.
Butt Rock.
I can't wait for that. Oh.
Speaking of Butt Rock, no, that's another.
Get a segue from that.
Real quick, not that we never go on tangents. Have you heard the B-Team's theme song over on Raw? It's garbage. Oh boy, it's trash. It's the buttest of Butt Rock.
Yeah.
It's real bad. Guys, go listen to it and then never listen to it again. Guys, while I've got your attention, I want to switch gears a little bit. If you're watching on the YouTube stream, stay with me. Eye contact. I'm not gonna maintain it the whole time, but just stay with me. And if you're on iTunes, this is all top of my head. Hey, guys, listen. I'm a little bit amped up tonight, but I want to talk to you about AfterBuzz. Obviously, you're watching on AfterBuzz. You're listening on AfterBuzz because our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. That's everything from dramas, reality TV, to sci-fi, and more. There's absolutely no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or, hey, even more of our YouTube channels. You know, if you're feeling nasty. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and it'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't worry about it, because those bad boys are optional. You can switch them right off, just like that. The power of technology. So go ahead and hit that subscribe button right now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels while you're at it. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we will thank you on the air. That's something that I keep forgetting about
happen.
It. Thank God Mark was
you
here last
keep,
week
you
to
gotta
do it.
Stay tuned you to gotta, see if it's going to happen.
If you do
it's
it, gonna happen. Tweet at me and remind me, and then I'll do it for sure. But for now, thank you guys so much, especially you guys, believers, for being the absolute best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Now let's talk Lucha Underground. And the Gift of the Gods match.
Absolutely.
We got Dragon Azteca Jr., Desmond X, mm-hmm. King Cuerno, Ibelis, Son of Havoc, The Mac, and Will Huertas. But there's a twist.
What a twist.
Impromptu and, battle royal.
You know, just as you do.
Whoever wins gets to pick who they don't want in the match next
exactly.
week.
Exactly. So next week, we will get only a 6-person Gift of the Gods match.
Before that was said, who did you want to win, and who did you think was going to win?
Oh boy, that's a good. Let me consult my notes again.
Why you consult your notes? I wanted Willie Mack to win.
Sure.
And I thought Mill was going to win because
interesting. Okay.
Mill versus Penta gets the title. Maybe now Katrina will do the lick of death for him again. Even though she isn't entirely dead, she's currently in this.
She's
realm.
Kind of between realms. Yeah, sure.
She's
you know,
between
she's
realms.
Passing through.
Yeah. Sliding the DMs between realms.
Man. I don't know. I hadn't even thought about it. I thought maybe maybe Cuerno, maybe King Cuerno to win.
To win?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he, I think he would also get
to
rid of...
To win and want to win?
He yeah,
fills
probably.
Both categories
yeah,
for you?
Probably. Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. And then I thought that he would also get rid of Mil Muertes.
Okay, impromptu battle royal.
Impromptu battle royal.
Everybody gets tossed.
Everyone's out immediately. Everyone out of the pool right now.
Fish you, out of water.
You know, and then it's down to the Mech and Son of Havoc. Now, I like the idea of Son of Havoc sacrificing himself and sacrificing his spot by diving onto everyone else. It felt a little anticlimactic to me. Did you get that?
I knew as soon as they made that stipulation, like, last week, they were going to be the last two.
Interesting,
and
okay.
And one was going to sacrifice themselves for the other.
I see. Did you, at any point in time, did you have it in your head that the Mech was going to still eliminate Son of Havoc?
No.
Like...
No.
How quickly would the temple have turned on him?
Yeah,
actually, no. I don't think they
would have. Willy.
I don't think they would have. They would have turned on Son of Havoc, if anything.
He didn't have any bagel bites, you know?
No bagel bites. Zero bagel bites.
Zero bagel bites this week.
Still a proud sponsor of the show.
I'm sure.
If the end credits are to be believed.
I hope so. Can't go wrong.
Along with Modelo.
Yeah. It's a cold. Don't stay.
An ice cold Modelo.
So Willie says, you know what?
Best.
Mil scares the shit out of me.
Just get him on
get
out
him
of there.
Out of this match.
Get him on out of there.
And like that, he is gone.
Hilarious. I love it. Did Mil win that medallion in the Three-Way to the Grave match?
Yes.
Does
I
that,
want to say yes.
I'm pretty sure. I think so.
Or
I think
he
so.
Just destroyed someone else.
Right.
I have my notes to go back through, but I really
so that's
don't
he's
back
yeah he's double furious because he had to go through all that, and now he's SOL.
Yeah.
And you know what that means. Shout out to Above Average Mike Sanders for guys that watched 2000 era WCW.
Okay. Next match.
Next match. Wait, actually, before you do that, I talked a little bit earlier about how if you're watching on the YouTube stream, but hey, if you're driving or if you're working out or, you know, doing any other things that require your eyeballs, you might be listening to us on iTunes. And if you are, we appreciate you just as much. So remember, if you're on iTunes, download, comment, review, subscribe, rate. Of course, 5 stars if you're nasty. Keep on showing us that support. We love you, whether you're watching us with your eyes, whether you're listening to us with your ears, either way. Tune in. iTunes.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Tune in to Vibora versus Mundo.
Vibora versus Mundo. I love this added emphasis that they're placing on Vibora.
Yeah.
He's really
He's
getting
the
to shine.
He's the undersnaker.
He's the undersnaker. Exactly. Yeah. He's getting to shine in ways that he never got to before. But this match, oh my God, this match went on, first of all, for a lot longer than I thought it was going to.
Oh, definitely.
We even had Vibora kicking out of the end of the world.
Which is huge.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's happened before, but if it has, it hasn't been often.
No. I think Puma might be the only other one to do it.
Could be.
Maybe Pentagon.
Right.
But I think one of my favorite parts of this entire match was continuing to build the Tribe versus Worldwide Underground.
Gang Wars!
Yeah.
I like it. Reminded me of Montreal. Remember those terrible Gang Wars?
It just made me think of the A&E show, Gang... What is it? Gangland?
Oh, Gangland, of course.
Or just whatever. They wear bandanas, and it pops up. It's like, bandanas are worn to show what gang you're from. You know?
Like, just
they
break.
Bust caps. Caps are busted. It means shots are fired.
firearms.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. I like it. I love also, and we'll talk about the match a little more, but I'm too excited about Greaser Daga. Like,
oh, yeah.
With those boots.
Even Vampira says something like, Elvis is back in the form of Daga.
Something about an Elvis comeback tour. Who even knows anymore?
Yeah, I love how it's like, okay, you're a dragon, you're Cobra Moon, you're Vibora. We cut off the other dude's head, so Pindar's gone.
Yep.
You need something snake-ish for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wear snakeskin boots.
There you
Done.
Go. See, I didn't even put that together.
Done.
There you go.
Ties it full circle.
Exactly. But man, that hesitation drop kick in the corner with those
cowboy
boots. You know.
You better put your hand up for that.
Exactly.
And this isn't the old school like Dusty Rhodes or Barry Windham cowboy boots where they're wrestling boots. They just have like cowboy sides.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Real quick. I did a show at the Pack Theater on Saturday night, Jack Wrestling Comedy. You guys check it out, second Saturday of every month. I wrestled Darwin Finch.
And I love him.
And I felt very, very bad because I was wearing Steve Madden dress shoes with the hardest soles you've ever heard. And I was kicking him the entire match.
You're a savage individual.
I love you, Darwin. You're a trooper. You're a scholar and a gentleman is what you are.
You might even be a scientist.
He very well may be a scientist. He's the punk rock Poindexter. Go give him a follow. Darwin Finch.
I loved one of the moves. I never see Mundo do this or anyone do this before. But he did a Vibora goes for a clothesline. He swings around like he's going to do the Rock float over or catch him in a crucifix and crucifix bomb. And he just elbowed him in the back of the head.
Just right in the back of the head. Right on the on-off. It is surprising button. You don't see that more often.
Yeah. Should definitely be used a whole lot more.
Clobbered him.
Clobbering time. But the finish of this match was insane.
Yes.
Mundo jumps to the top rope for something.
Mm-hmm.
Vibora goozles him.
The goozle.
He gives him what good might be goose. The biggest standing chokeslam I'd ever seen.
It was almost like a Spanish fly chokeslam.
Yeah.
At first,
I thought it was a Spanish fly.
Right.
But that's just props to Mundo on how he...
And also the camera work as well. The camera work helped that one a lot,
too. They might have shot that with the jib. So it had that, like, arch.
Jib is a funny word.
Yeah.
You know.
The jib camera is the one on the crane.
Jibbo in the booth.
If I ever do. Oh, I love it. You're like Stephen Lemieux with all those damn puns.
I have a long way to go before I get there. What else? Oh my god, the sideways dive that Johnny Mundo does on the
to take out Cobra Moon.
Jesus,
what a twist!
Oh, I see what you did.
Man. Oh, I didn't even mean it like that. But,
did you
but
not?
No, because he's looking right at Vibora, like he's about to dive on Vibora, and then it's a double.
Then he says,
it's a
gotcha, bitch. Woo! Just air cartwheel.
But after this match, Vibora wins with this awesome chokeslam right in the center,
right in the center of that seal.
Mm-hmm. That could have been a sacrifice.
There you go.
If the lights would have flickered and he would have disappeared. Shout out.
Exactly.
Sacrifice to the gods. But
R.I.P. Cortez Castro and Mr. Spectacular.
Yeah.
Gone too soon. See at the crossroads.
Yeah. Bone thugs.
What else? There was more. There's a lot.
Come in and attack. There was so much. He kicks freaking Justin Borden. Gets his head taken
Justin
off.
Justin Borden gets super kicked. We get the entirety of each tribe out there. Well, not the entirety.
We're missing Jack Evans.
We see Jack Evans
in the next
a little bit later on. Also, Vibora doing the Golden Triangle moonsault a la Kota Ibushi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, onto boy.
Both of them. If he gets down and a little faster, he could definitely pull it off.
As a big boy.
Yeah.
As a big boy. Big flippy boy.
Yeah, he's always doing crazy aerial things.
You know.
Maybe he had wings at one point in time. I loved that when both tribes were going at it, the Worldwide Underground and the Reptile Tribe, the music cue.
I didn't even notice.
It was very Double Dragon-esque of like, oh, there's a fight scene.
Ooh.
We should have music right now.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. I like it.
Foley workers were working overtime on this episode, too.
They sure were.
There's lots of clacks and slacks going on in the temple. Like
so,
always.
So much.
It's so good.
So much. Now we talked about Jack Evans. We talked about the Worldwide Underground, Ricky Mundo. We joined them backstage. First of all, though, let's talk about Exolicious.
Exolicious is flash dance.
Exolicious just straight up flash dance homage. And
he's
like
a maniac.
Not even for any reason other than just that's what he does in his spare time. Like that's just what he do. This is what he do.
And Jack's just creepy.
And Jack's just
looking at him angry.
Stewing because he lost.
And then it cuts and now it's Jack, Ricky, and does the creepy doll have a name?
Yes, it is. Is it Maria? I feel like it's Maria.
That works.
Or maybe Rosa.
Either way,
it's something.
Maria Rosa.
It's something.
Rosa Maria.
It's one of those.
Right.
It's a name.
It's
she has a name.
Her name is Robert Paulson.
Sorry. Good old Meatloaf. So we get kind of Jack Evans and Ricky Mundo bickering with each other because What were they even talking about? I got derailed.
He's just so mad that he lost.
Just so mad that he lost. And that doesn't like snakes.
He made him look like a fool. Yeah. That's and then Ricky's mad because he just got his ass kicked by the reptile tribe. So he's wondering where the hell Jack was for that.
Exactly.
Jack says, "I'm like Indiana Jones. I don't like snakes.
Don't do snakes, man.
No.
You know.
And then the doll proceeds to tell Ricky he needs to take out Jack.
The way that he did Angelico.
Yeah, which is not cool.
Which I feel like that might be the first time that that has been mentioned in canon. He might have just murdered the hell out of Angelico. Who knows?
R.I.P. Angelico.
Our favorite South African long boy.
Yeah. Well, is there anything for him to run and jump off in this temple?
God, probably.
I'm sure he could find something.
There'll be like an ice machine or something.
They bring in a Zamboni so he can just run and jump off.
That'd be incredible. But you know, if we get a Zamboni, it's like Chekhov's gun and someone is getting Zamboni'd to death.
Yeah. Why not? They run him over. And
that's
going to
be our special segment at the end of this episode.
Stuck in ice. Who's going to get Zamboni?
Who's going to get Zamboni? We're going to return to that later on.
Like Han Solo.
I wish we had theme music for
frozen
it.
Frozen in carbonite.
Wish we had theme music for a new special segment that we'll do every week.
And then we got the main event.
Main event time. Lucha Underground Championship match. Pentagon Dark defending against the machine known as Cage.
I wore this shirt. I didn't even do it on purpose.
I love that shirt because they misspelled Excalibur's name on the back.
Did they?
Yeah.
I never even knew that.
They spell it with on the shirt, they spell it with two L's.
Dude. It's so funny you say that because I remember him tweeting, like, you know, Excalibur is spelt like this, but I had no idea. It was probably because
exactly. That's
like
probably
this
why.
Shirt.
That's probably
why. That
makes
it a collector's item.
That's exactly. Super rare. It's worth its weight in gold.
So Cage just attacks Penta, and they just brawl outside.
Just knocks him right off the apron, which really, I mean, why would you, you know, you don't turn your back on machines, just like you don't turn your back on the wolf pack.
Yeah.
Oh, might wind up in a body bag. What else? What else happened? We get Cage tying Pentagon's mask to the guardrail.
Yeah.
That was pretty
and
cool.
And he tries to nail him in the head with a chair. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I don't know if a fan untied it or what happened. Magical powers.
That right. It's really the stupidest thing.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
I'm just imagining. So we've talked a lot about like dummy humor and just like,
oh, like just
cutting to like mannequins and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm just imagining like his mask is tied to the guardrail. Cage is just like swinging this chair with all his might, and then the camera just cuts to like a watermelon with a Pentagon mask on it, just exploding. Explodes. The reason I say that is because in high school, a buddy of mine and I made a movie called Zombies versus 70s Cop.
Okay.
And it was the
you
funk.
Had me at hello.
The zombies couldn't stand the funk was uh-huh. the whole bit. And when the funk music was played, there's a zombie on the ground, and then it cut to a watermelon with just the zombie's clothes laid flat, and then we used a dry ice bomb to blow it up.
Amazing.
It was pretty awesome. It was cutting edge, guys, ahead of its time.
Hearing you say that makes me think it would have been great if he'd been tied up, and he swings the chair, and it crushes the head, and then it's like Ninja Turtles, and Pentagon pops out, and he just pops his head back up. He is a zombie ninja skeleton.
That's true.
He could do things
that's
like that.
That's true. Exactly. You just pop his head off like those
like
old
Jack skeleton.
Like those old cartoons.
Just do it like like the Disney cartoon.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. What else? Man. What else? What else?
The sling blade on the outside.
Sling blade on the outside.
Well, the
buckle
rules
bomb
went out the window. And
oh,
Matt
of course.
Stryker is like, oh, it's a title match in the temple. Yeah, they could do whatever they want.
Exactly.
We're not,
exactly.
Yeah. Chair shots, break whatever you want.
Right, right, right. We
no,
get the
no 20 count.
No. We get the buckle bomb into the superplex. Now, I love at this point that Vampiro gives an in-canon explanation for why Ric Flair bumps on his side when he gets thrown off the top rope.
Did he?
Did you catch that?
No.
So when Cage gives Penta the superplex, he says that Penta kind of turned his body so that he would land on his left side, taking some of the shock off of his lower back, which is, he said, why Ric Flair lands that way when he gets thrown off the top.
It's not because Ric Flair was in two plane crashes and,
nope.
You know, landing on his hip.
Certainly
is a
not.
Lot better than landing
perish
on his
the
back
thought.
Because he broke it?
Nope.
Yeah, okay. Just
nope.
Making
it's
sure.
It's to save his back because he's a strategist.
You know what else Vampiro said?
What else?
It was in the Mundo match, uh-huh. But out of nowhere, he just turns to Matt Stryker and he's like, I feel like I'm on fire today and you haven't even hugged me.
You haven't even hugged me.
And that was that.
You never know what's going to come out of Vampiro's mouth.
Do you think someone's feeding him these lines?
Absolutely not. This is 100% all off of this friggin' Canadian Vampire's Dome piece.
Mexican-Canadian vampire. Mm-hmm.
From Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Oh, my gosh.
Coolest city of all time. So good. What else happened?
Electric chair drop.
There's still more. Electric chair drop. Combo backstabber into the Codebreaker.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
But the end-all be-all was two Mexican destroyers and then the three-up, three-down driver.
Exactly, exactly. Which I think elsewhere is called the Fear Factor.
I don't know.
You never know. Moves are moves, guys. Moves are moves. Package pile driver. Yeah. What have we been doing?
What have we been doing?
I just get real existential all of a sudden.
Zero mitos given.
So, Lucha Underground... Lucha? Pentagon Dark retains the Lucha Underground. I don't know where.
Penta Underground.
I don't know where I was going with that one, guys. It is late. Retains the Lucha Underground Championship.
That's not enough.
That's not enough. That's not enough. No. Goes to break the machine's arm. But you know what? He's a machine. You can't just break machine parts all willy-nilly.
You know what I was really hoping for right here?
What's that?
Remember in Terminator 2 when he goes and shows the guy that runs Skynet that he's Miles really Dyson? A Terminator and he cuts his arm and he pulls off the skin and shows the arm?
Of course.
Imagine if Pentagon would have pulled back
and
ripped the skin off and it was just machine parts. How badass would that have been? And he does like the look and rolls the fingers.
Exactly. Oh my God, that has to happen.
How badass would that have been?
That has to happen. That has to be a vignette. Oh my God, I love that scene. I love that scene. I just watched that movie the other day. I love that scene so much.
That would have been so good.
So good.
And then he F5s him on the title.
Exactly.
I thought he was going to rip the title in half again.
Yeah, yeah. So Cage muscles out of the arm breakage, hits him with an F5. Basically tells him as much. He can't break his arm. He's not a man. He's a machine.
Yeah.
And he goes on his merry way.
Yeah. No end credit vignette.
No stinger this time. I think they... Womp. I feel like they alternate weeks with those. Because last week we got like straight up gory ass murder and a brand new character.
Speaking of that, I saw Chris... Killer Cross.
Not Chris Kloss.
Not Chris Kloss. Not XPW Chris Kloss.
Wrestling Society X's own.
But Killer Cross at Bar Wrestling this weekend and told him how badass the vignette was.
Yeah.
He was telling me how much time they put into it. He said, just wait, because it goes way dark down the rabbit
hole. Oh, I like it. So, I am pumped.
Yeah. I told him I thought he was going to turn into smoke and just disappear. He's like, oh, no.
Nope. He dead.
Happening.
He dead.
He gone. R.I.P. Masquerita.
Let's do our very special segment, Who's Getting Zambonied?
Getting Zambonied? Hit the lights.
Starring Jimbo Frank.
All right.
Anthony, can we get some like flashing lights or something?
Yeah. Hit us with the blue
ones.
There we go. Yeah.
Doesn't it feel cold in here? All right, Jimbo. Who's getting Zambonied?
Who's getting Zambonied? I picture Antonio Cueto getting Zambonied.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay.
And then he's frozen in the block of ice.
Wait, I'm imagining someone just getting just straight up crushed.
No, I'm imagining...
Oh, you're imagining a much more cartoonish version of getting Zambonied. I see.
The happier, funnier side of Lucha Underground.
That's
not the
fair.
Darker side.
That's fair. We've had enough. Let's go with that. Let's go with that.
Who do you think is getting Zambonied?
God. Who's getting Zambonied? Who's getting... Man. I wish we could retroactively Zamboni Sexy Star, but guess who's driving the Zamboni?
The spider?
Glacier.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, shit. You went there. All right.
We've definitely... I feel like we've discussed this, but... Right. Brandon Stroud. He'll be back very soon, but he loves...
Everyone
him some,
wants Glacier
He
in
loves
the
him some Glacier.
Are you kidding? Who doesn't want Glacier in the
If
temple?
We could just get a beat-for-beat retelling of the Blood Runs Cold angle, but through the lens of Lucha Underground, how dope would that be? Yeah. Mortis and Wrath and Ernest the Cat Miller...
I forgot Ernest the Cat was part of that crew.
Ernest the Cat Miller was part of that whole angle. He was like, I don't know.
Was the one that was a legit karate
guy. He was just a legit karate guy. He was a legit, not MMA, but a legit martial arts guy. Yeah. But
he had the reputation and trained Eric Bischoff and his kid, right?
Yeah, exactly. So. But then he just became the James Brown of WCW.
Which was hilarious.
Yes.
And so good.
Of course. And he threatened to lock the doors and whoop the ass of everyone in the arena.
Call his mama.
It was good stuff. It was good stuff. I feel like that's it. I feel like...
Predictions?
Oh, let's get us some predictions. Predictions. There we go.
And now, you're After Buzz TV. Predictions.
Gift of the Gods next week.
Get that theremin. Yes, six-way Gift of the Gods match. Who's taking it?
I really want Willie, man.
Yeah?
I think Willie deserves it.
Absolutely. It's been a little while since he was in, like, main title contention.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And he's... Would he be the first to have the trios and the Gift of the Gods?
That's true. But do you think that Killshot might cost him the match?
Ooh, you already... Okay, so he's out. I think we're back to King Cuerno.
King Cuerno. I think it's got to be, right? Yeah. It's got to be. I don't know if we...
Or if Mill costs King Cuerno the match.
Everyone just costing got? Everyone.
Dragon Azteca.
Then just Penta has to defend it against himself.
The Vampiro just turns into the Dark Pope again.
Dark Pope, man. We got to get that back.
Yeah.
So cool.
That'd be such a cool action
like
figure.
Like that band Ghost.
Oh, that's, I know that band.
Yeah.
I Am Ghost.
Who else? Not I Am Ghost, although
isn't that a different band?
I also love them.
All right.
But Ghost. Just Ghost. Who else?
Like the pottery scene in that movie?
Exactly. Yeah.
Imagine that shot in Lucha Underground with Taya and Johnny Mundo.
Well, like, in that movie, like, it gets pretty dark. Like, it gets pretty scary. This guy gets dragged to hell. That's straight up Lucha Underground.
Imagine hearing that song that plays in Ghost and just seeing Ricky and the doll making pottery stuff.
God,
together.
That's weird. It's just tiny little hands on a pottery
and
wheel.
And the head turns.
I hate everything. All right.
Wow, this went off the rails real quick. This,
God damn it. I'm thinking, I don't think it's Mac. I don't think, have we had, guys, forgive
me. The straw man, Jake Strong.
I can't remember anything about anything that's happened in the show ever. Have we had Penta versus Dragon Azteca before?
In a singles match?
Yeah, in a singles. Probably. Straight up one-on-one. Probably have. But that's what I'm thinking. I feel like the focus hasn't really been on Dragon Azteca Jr., so I feel like he might be kind of a dark horse favorite. Who knows?
You know who knows?
Shrug emoji.
The Lucha Underground people.
There you go.
You know how you find out? Watch next week.
You know who knows? The Shadow knows.
Oh, does he?
You guys remember that?
The ice is slippery.
Old radio serial?
Series?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one.
Old School Shadow. They made it into a movie with Alec Baldwin, I think. But like the that came
is,
out.
The sun is shining.
The Shadow and the Phantom came out around the same time.
Phantom was so much better than the Shadow.
Probably.
Yeah, and the Phantom had those badass Phantom skull rings that you could get at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, they did. Guys, that's been the Lucha Underground.
That's how we're ending
right
this show
on
right
AfterBuzz TV. We'll be right back here with some more people, I promise. Next week, same time, same channel, talking episode 7. But for now, Jimbo, where can they find you?
Find me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth.
Wait, hang on. Wait. Hey, Anthony, can we get that sweet outro music? There it is.
Ugh.
Now where can
you
they
really
find you?
You are going to break the table.
I really am.
Follow me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. I got this awesome pin. I got awesome pills, dude. They make you feel great. From Lapel Yeah, sourced from Wrestle Crate. It says Zero Mados Given.
I love it.
Rep it.
Give me a Lapel Yeah is a very, very awesome company. They just made pins for Pretty Peter Avalon / Professional Peter Avalon. Depends on how your brain works. Those are awesome. I want to also give a shout out to Midcard Pins, who made my pins. They're pretty awesome. Woo! But where can they find you online? Did you already say
at
that?
At Jimbo in the Booth.
At Jimbo in the Booth. It's Jimbo in the Booth.
Yeah.
Guys, you can find me online, all forms of social media, at Ty Matthews PMA. You can find me on Saturdays at 4 p.m. on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Check your local listings. Or this Friday morning for the Lucha Underground panel in conjunction with Gamma Ray TV for San Diego Comic-Con. Taya Valkyrie will be there. PJ Black will be there. Chavo Guerrero. Marty the Moth. Tweet me your questions at Ty Matthews PMA. What do you want to hear from them about Lucha Underground? We'll talk about it then. We'll talk about it right here next week. But until then,
Viva la Lucha! Oh, man, I hope you get some awesome swag.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.